Line upon line. 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verse 20. This year's mutual theme helps us see how we can move forward while standing firm. Wherefore, ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope, and a love of God and of all men. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. Endure to the end. The test a loving God has set before us is not to see if we can endure difficulty, it is to see if we can endure it well. We pass the test by showing that we remembered Him and the commandments He gave us. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency. In the Strength of the Lord, Ensign, May 2004, page 17. Ye shall have eternal life. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, the Father has promised us eternal life, to become like Him if we do certain things. Here are some scriptures that mention a few of those things. John chapter 3, verse 15, and chapter 6, verse 54. Moroni chapter 7, verse 47. Doctrine and Covenants, section 5, verse 22. Section 101, verse 38, and section 133, verse 62. And Moses chapter 6, verse 59. Feasting upon the Word of Christ. To feast means more than to taste. To feast means to savor. We savor the Scriptures by studying them in a spirit of delightful discovery and faithful obedience. When we feast upon the words of Christ, they become an integral part of our nature. President Russell M. Nelson, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Living by Scriptural Guidance, Ensign, November 2000, page 17. A love of God and of all men. A love of God and of all men covers both of the two great commandments. See Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. Another word for this kind of love might be charity, or the pure love of Christ. See Moroni chapter 7, verse 47. Perfect brightness of hope. While weak hope leaves us at the mercy of our moods and events, brightness of hope produces illuminated individuals. Their luminosity is seen, and things are also seen by it. Sometimes in the deepest darkness, there is no eternal light, only an inner light to guide and to reassure. Elder Neil A. Maxwell, 1926 to 2004, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Brightness of Hope, Ensign, November 1994, page 35. Press forward. What do you need to do while you press forward on the path to eternal life? Read what the people in Lehi's vision of the Tree of Life did. See 1 Nephi, chapter 8, verse 30. Can you think of other examples from the Scriptures? Steadfastness in Christ. Steadfastness means standing firm, not moving. Steadfastness in Christ means unwavering faith in Him and obedience to His commandments, including receiving ordinances and making and keeping covenants. Editor's note: this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected seminary scripture mastery verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of the section, Line Upon Line, read by Dwayne Case.